Cruise it through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
A little south of Green Valley is a little town called Tubac. That's where the Smith family will be traveling for our February staycation. We drew the winner this week. We draw it the week of the 15th. And they will be. There's all kinds of things in Tubac that we'll be featuring when we get to our February topics. But I had no idea the golf course down there was designed by Bing Crosby. Wasn't he a singer? Was he known for golf, too?
Well, if you listen to that 50 yes. show, you would know.
I didn't know he was a golfer.
He just
I had
this little
designed...
song that did pretty well called White Christmas, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, Bing Crosby, though. Yeah.
So I guess when he wasn't on his piano and his microphone, he was busy designing
golf courses,
topo maps for golf course creation.
He was a big, big golfer, though. Huge golfer.
We'll line up interviews. There's the Fred Whipple Observatory. They've got the Titan Missile Museum. That sounds interesting. All kinds of arts and the 60th Festival of Arts.
Oh, is that during our staycation?
I don't know. Okay. I didn't have the date. Lance has put together, when we did 2019 staycation destinations, he went through and put this great resource guide together for us. But you know what's really fun is how much we've been able to enhance what he originally put together for Yuma and what we have now afterwards. We have about 8 more items to add to this resource mm-hmm. guide. And I think we'll have the same for Tubac when we're done with the month of February. So now we're drawing for March. And if you've and March's destination is Wickenburg. Not a far travel. I think most people probably know where it is, northwest of Phoenix. I think it's 60 miles or 70 miles. I'll have to check my numbers. From the door at the City Hall in Wickenburg to the door at City Hall in Phoenix on Grand Avenue. It's a perfect number in miles, and I can't remember if it's 60 or 70. And we'll walk through all the different things that where are they staying, Gary? The Lazy E, the Flying E, the Crazy E Ranch? He can't remember either.
The E part is right.
The E. They'll get to stay at the E Ranch. And I will tell you, when it comes to we try not to have picky. You know, food eaters. But when it comes to pizza, my kids are picky, and it's because they got spoiled by Carrie's Pizza in Wickenburg.
Oh, yeah?
Not a place to stop if you're in a hurry. He makes it by hand when you get there. The dough isn't spread out. I mean, he's got it in balls, but he doesn't press it out. He doesn't put any ingredients. I mean, nothing comes out of the freezer there. There's a couple places to get a pizza in Wickenburg. And you can always tell this came out of the freezer and was heated up. Not that it's bad, but
good and fresh. Huh?
Oh, man.
The Flying E Ranch.
The Flying E Ranch.
A dude ranch, working dude ranch. Beautiful little place.
So,
yeah, perfect for Wickenburg.
That'll be Wickenburg, and we'll spend the month of March talking about that. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com/staycation. And enter to win. Just scroll down the page and find the destination and location you want to go. I talked to the Smiths who are going to Tubac in February. He said his wife was bouncing off the walls when he told her about it. She was so excited to go. He's been in Arizona 35 years, moved here to get closer to family, been through but never stopped in Tubac, and residents of the Santan area, which gave me an idea. He says, yeah, I'm 4 miles from Schnepp Farms and around the corner from the pork shop. I thought, you know what? We've never done a destination really local around the metro area, but we've got to look at the Queen Creek Santan area as a destination around the – they don't have the Peach Festival anymore.
Maybe somebody from Flagstaff would like to come down and warm up.
Mm-hmm. Goodyear, you know, out at the Wigwam would be another
mm-hmm.
good one. And you've
Absolutely.
Got the Tapakalaka Farms out there you could partner with. So – we'll have to look at maybe adding that to the 2019. His first vehicle was a 1950 two-door sedan, V8 with 3 on the tree. He said, they don't make that anymore, so I'm going to see if they've got a Mustang for my staycation when he goes. Sometimes on the demo lot at Sanderson Ford, it just depends on what's on the demo lot at any given time. But those are the vehicles that our listeners get to choose from and travel on the weekend for. You go You got a $250 gift card. You've got a gift basket when you arrive. And we're going to have to do something with this. We found something this month with the Peanut Patch in Yuma and having another gift tray waiting for the winner of local goods that come from right there in that destination. We'll have to dig into Tubac and find some stuff. I was looking around yesterday, and there's the Heirloom Farmers Market, and it's all in southern Arizona. One's in Green Valley. They've got another one at Rito in Tucson and one in Oral Valley. And looking through all the different lists on there, there is some stuff regional to that south of to that 19 strip we'll have to work to put together. And
I'm on it.
Have waiting for them. All right, you're on it. So the idea is out there. You're following
it.
Up. You're on it.
It.
All right. That's the staycation at RosieOnTheHouse.com. Next is our 8 o'clock hour, our outdoor living hour, and we've got John Harper in studio. If you've got a question about your plants, lawn, garden, outdoors, 1-888-767-4348.